Okay, we have arrived at day 26 today, where we will be referring to one of St. Joseph's titles as the Guardian of Virgins on our 33-day consecration to St. Joseph, the wonders of our spiritual father. So, as always, let's open in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Loving and gracious Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of our gifts and talents that you have so graciously bestowed upon all of us. We thank you for this time together as we continue to grow and learn and appreciate our spiritual father, St. Joseph. And we ask that you please send your Holy Spirit to be with us today as we continue on this journey. All of this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, we've got a pretty cool day today lined up. I'm really looking forward to this with you, especially the back half, but we'll get started on the first part here. So, day 26, the Guardian of Virgins, pray for us. I prayed to St. Joseph to watch over me. From my childhood, my devotion to him was mingled with my love for the Blessed Virgin. Each day I recited the prayer, O St. Joseph, Father and Protector of Virgins. It seemed to me that I was well protected and completely sheltered from every danger. St. Therese of Lisieux. St. Joseph has special love for those consecrated to God through religious vows. St. Joseph loves everyone, of course, but he has a special place in his heart for virgins. A virgin himself, St. Joseph knows firsthand the intimacy that a virgin is capable of having with God. St. Joseph lived for 30 years with the two greatest virgins to ever grace this planet, Jesus and Mary. Virginity is a treasure. It is a treasure that St. Joseph guards and wants others to know about. Remember St. Joseph. Many people know the Memorare prayer to the Virgin Mary. What many people don't know about is the Memorare to St. Joseph. It's almost identical to the Marian Memorare. The Memorare to St. Joseph goes like this. Remember, O most chaste spouse of the Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, my spiritual father, and beg your protection. O foster father of the Redeemer, despise not my petitions, but in your goodness hear and answer me. Amen. St. Faustina's religious community, the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy, recite the Memorare to St. Joseph every day. St. Faustina herself had a tremendous devotion to St. Joseph and daily asked his intercession for her vocation and mission. She wrote, St. Joseph urged me to have a constant devotion to him. He himself told me to recite three prayers, the Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be, and the Memorare to St. Joseph once every day. He looked at me with great kindness and gave me to know how much he is supporting this work of mercy. He has promised me this special help and protection. I recite the requested prayers every day and feel his special protection. St. Joseph will help you be a guardian of virginity and purity. If you maintain a daily loving relationship with St. Joseph, your eyes, intentions, heart, and relationships can be pleasing to God and free of anything that goes against purity. If you walk with St. Joseph, you will find less and less pleasure in filthy and perverse films. Such entertainment will repulse your soul. Music that is foul, degrading to women, and offensive to God will not appeal to you either. This doesn't mean that you must only listen to Christian music or watch Christian movies, but it does mean that you will know light from darkness. Everyone is going to be tempted to sin against purity, some more than others. In St. Joseph, everyone has a guardian and a protector. Turn to him in times of temptation, and you will grow in innocence and purity. Frequently ask his intercession to keep your heart pure and chaste. I have taken for my advocate and protector the glorious St. Joseph, to whom I have recommended myself with all the fervor of my heart, and by whom I have been visibly aided. This tender father of my soul, the loving protector, hastened to snatch me from the wretched state in which my body languished, as he delivered me from greater dangers of another nature, which threatened my honor and my eternal salvation. St. Teresa of Avila. I beg the great St. Joseph, in whom I have a very great confidence, to come to my aid. St. Elizabeth of the Trinity. Wonder 8. Silent Witness. He, St. Joseph, is truly the saint who carried out his duty in silence, but with angelic fervor. Blessed Gabriel Allegra. A Miraculous Staircase in New Mexico. He, St. Joseph, took his, Jesus's, little hands and raised them to heaven and said, "Stars of heaven, behold the hands which created you, O sun. Behold the arm that drew you out of nothingness." Blessed William Joseph Chaminade. St. Joseph is the guardian of virgins. As a good father, he looks after their needs. An example of his fatherly protection is evidenced in what he did for a group of religious sisters in New Mexico in 1878. In 1873, the Sisters of Loreto operated a girls' academy in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The academy was very successful, so the sisters wanted to build a new chapel. They hired a well-known architect to complete the task. The building project took 5 years to complete. However, once the chapel was finished, the sisters realized that the chapel lacked a way to get to the upper choir loft without the use of a very long ladder. The choir loft was 20 feet above the main floor. Climbing such a ladder was very difficult for the sisters, who wore a floor-length religious habit. They also realized that there was no room left in the main chapel area for a staircase to be built because of the many pews, and the sisters could not rehire the man who built the chapel because he died shortly after the chapel was completed. What were they to do? Well, the sisters prayed to St. Joseph for help. They began a novena to St. Joseph, asking him to send a carpenter to help them. Remarkably, on the final day of the novena, a mysterious man arrived at the convent and stated that he was interested in building a staircase to the choir loft for the sisters. The gentleman had only one request. He wanted to work alone and behind closed doors. The sisters readily accepted his offer and hired him. It took the man 3 months to build the staircase. Once the project was completed, the man could not be found. He simply vanished from the town. No one saw him leave, and no one knew who he was. The sisters looked for him everywhere, but could not find him. They even ran an ad in a local newspaper to try and locate him. It didn't work. Unsuccessful, the sisters went to the lumberyard to inquire who had obtained the lumber for the staircase, as well as to pay for the lumber. When questioned, not one person at the lumberyard knew what they were talking about. The sisters were informed that the lumberyard had never sold any wood to a man building a staircase for a chapel. Perplexed, the sisters remembered how odd it was that the man only had a T-square, a saw, a hammer, and a few other basic tools. Come to think of it, none of the sisters ever did see how the lumber arrived to the chapel either. Intrigued, the sisters and others from the town inspected the staircase and realized that the mysterious man had constructed something quite unique. It was a spiral staircase that didn't interfere with the pews on the main floor in any way. It had 30 steps, no center support or load-bearing column, and appeared to be floating in air. It also contained no nails. It was found to be held together by square wooden pegs. The staircase is an architectural wonder. It's a carpenter's masterpiece. So where did the wood come from? Well, in 1996, a study was done by Forrest N. Easley, a forester and wood technologist for the United States Forest Service and the United States Naval Research Laboratory. His extensive study found that the wood of the staircase is spruce, but unlike any other spruce in the world. Additionally, studies were undertaken, and it was determined that the spruce that most resembles the kind found in the spiral staircase is only found in Israel. Who was the mysterious man who built the staircase? The Sisters of Loreto believe that it was Saint Joseph. After praying and asking their spiritual father to send someone to construct a staircase for them, Saint Joseph came himself and built it for the consecrated virgins. The staircase remains intact to this day. The Litany of Saint Joseph. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Christ hear us. Christ graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph most just, pray for us. Joseph most chaste, pray for us. Joseph most prudent, pray for us. Joseph most courageous, pray for us. Joseph most obedient, pray for us. Joseph most faithful, pray for us. Mirror of patience, pray for us. Lover of poverty, pray for us. Model of workmen, pray for us. Glory of domestic life, pray for us. Guardian of virgins, pray for us. Pillar of families, pray for us. Comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Hope of the sick, pray for us. Patron of the dying, pray for us. Terror of demons, pray for us. Protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He has made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, who in your loving providence chose Blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector. You who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. I wasn't kidding. This was a special day today where we learn about St. Joseph being the guardian of virgins. And, you know, as we kind of read over earlier, remember St. Joseph. And many people know the Marian Memorare. It's less well known, the Memorare to St. Joseph. And I'm glad that this was able to be reflected on here. And St. Faustina, her religious community, recited the Memorare to St. Joseph every day. And I think that's beautiful. And as we kind of went on, we read that St. Joseph will help you become a guardian of virginity and purity. And I can say that just over the last calendar year, I did my consecration to St. Joseph a year ago. And, you know, it's mentioned in here that, you know, St. Joseph will help you find less and less pleasure in filthy and perverse films, and such entertainment will repulse your soul. Music that's foul and degrading to women and offensive to God will not appeal to you either. And this doesn't mean that you only have to listen to Christian music or watch Christian movies, but it's mentioned in here, but you will be able to know light from darkness. And I can say just in the last calendar year since I made my consecration to St. Joseph, this is so true. This is so true. And I can absolutely endorse and attest to this. It's this consecration to our spiritual father changes you. And I hope each and every one of you who are continuing along on this journey has that same grace given to you as well, because knowing light from darkness is a tremendous grace that that God's able to bestow on you. And and you do. You find yourself distancing yourself from some of the earthly pleasures that you may have been less cognizant of, or didn't realize before, but now your eyes are opened, and so it's just in hindsight, it's something just very impressive, and I give so much thanks and praise to Saint Joseph here for for allowing him to guide me towards the light and away from the darkness. And something really special here that I'm really glad this story was included into today's readings. The Miraculous Staircase in New Mexico. This was something extraordinary. And to this day, the staircase is still present. But what was even more impressive than the staircase itself, and the staircase was extremely impressive. I know that Jesus is pretty incredible, but he did learn how to be a carpenter from St. Joseph. So I would venture to say St. Joseph might have the edge on him there. So, what I'm getting at is that what was even more impressive was the faith of the Sisters of Loretto. And they were in need of help, and they turned to St. Joseph. Go to St. Joseph. And they did. And they prayed a novena. They prayed a beautiful novena, looking for a carpenter to help them build this staircase. And what they pictured and what they envisioned, St. Joseph being a very, very loving father, gave them more and more beautifully than they ever could have imagined. A vertical staircase, a spiral staircase that had no nails, no no load-bearing support, except square wooden pegs. It was written that the staircase is an architectural wonder. It's a carpenter's masterpiece. And it was cited that those sisters remembered that it was odd that this carpenter who was building the staircase only had a T-square, a saw, a hammer, a few other basic tools, and that's it. And it's just a beautiful story. Very, very beautiful story. But again, the couple of the takeaway points, the faith of the Sisters of Loretto and the abundance of love and the giving of something beautiful to these sisters, these virgins that he guards and protects. So in closing today, this is a beautiful story to meditate on and to prayerfully meditate on. So tomorrow we will be entering into day 27, where we will be looking at Saint Joseph being known as the Pillar of Families. Until then, thanks again for listening and praying along here today. I've really enjoyed this, and I'm really looking forward to diving into tomorrow with you tomorrow. Diving into tomorrow's reflection tomorrow. You know what I mean. It's getting late. So have a great night or day, whatever time you're listening to this, and we'll pick up on this tomorrow. God bless.